This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United Nations said one of its peacekeepers in southern Lebanon was killed Wednesday as Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah traded fire in the biggest escalation of fighting since their 2006 war. Israel's military said two of its soldiers were also killed. The United Nations urged maximum restraint to prevent an escalation. The peacekeeper, a Spanish soldier, was killed in an exchange of fire that began with a Hezbollah rocket attack on an Israeli military convoy earlier Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would respond forcefully to Hezbollah's rocket attack. Jordan's information minister says his government is ready to trade a jailed terror suspect for a Jordanian pilot being held by Islamic State militants. Mohammed al-Momani made the announcement on state television Wednesday as a deadline for the possible execution of the hostages approached. Al-Momani said if the pilot is released unharmed, Jordan will hand over an Iraqi woman convicted of participation in a 2005 terror attack that killed 60 people in the Jordanian capital of Amman. The international rights group Freedom House said Wednesday that the prospect of an international system built on democratic ideals is under greater threat now than at any point in the past quarter century. Freedom House said in its annual roundup Wednesday that the state of democracy in 2014 was exceptionally grim. Syria ranked the lowest in the just-released annual report, but the group recorded more declines than gains in democratic freedoms around the world. This is VOA News. The Mexican government says it is now a matter of historical truth that 43 college students who have been missing since last September were murdered by drug traffickers who believe they were members of a rival gang. Attorney General Jesus Murillo told reporters Monday investigators were now certain the students, all men, were abducted by corrupt police officers in southern Guerrero State and handed over to members of Guerrero Unidos. New Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he wants to reach a fair, viable, and mutually beneficial solution with its international lenders as he begins to reverse the austerity measures he says have led to a humanitarian crisis in his country. Mr. Tsipras said Wednesday in Athens, during his first meeting with his new cabinet, that he is eager to avoid any destructive confrontations with his creditors, but said Greece would no longer blindly submit to the demands of the European Union. The new government is seeking to eliminate some of Greece's massive debt and ease austerity measures imposed on it in exchange for more than $300 billion in loans, including reversing sharp wage and pension cuts. It is also canceling plans to privatize many of its assets. Chinese state regulators have accused e-commerce company Alibaba of allowing sales of counterfeit goods and participation of unlicensed merchants in a report produced last year but withheld until now, 6 months after the company debuted on the New York Stock Exchange. Wednesday's public rebuke was rare for the Chinese government, especially given Alibaba's stature as an online marketing giant that is believed to control half of all Chinese business-to-consumer transactions. Alibaba's initial public offering on the New York Stock Exchange raised a record $25 billion last July. Alibaba has fired back at the government agency, accusing it of procedural misconduct. The United Nations Security Council and participants in UN-sponsored peace talks for Libya condemned an attack Tuesday at a luxury hotel in Tripoli that killed at least 9 people. A Security Council statement urged all parties in Libya to take part in efforts to address the political and security crises facing the country, which has struggled for stability since the 2011 ouster of leader Muammar Gaddafi. North Korea's reclusive leader, Kim Jong-un, looks set to travel to Russia in May for his first foreign visit since succeeding his late father in office in 2011. The South Korean news agency Yonhap confirmed Wednesday Mr. Kim is among the North Korean delegation accepting an invitation there. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.